Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 8 days ago, the U.S. Census Bureau issued a news release revealing that last year, real income in America declined and the poverty rate increased. As measured in 2022 dollars, median household income fell by 2.3% from the year before. For the year ended 2022, the cost of living rose at the third highest rate over the past 42 years. The official U.S. government poverty rate last year was virtually unchanged from a year earlier. However, the Census Bureau admitted in its news release that this figure was misinformation because it only considers money income without any consideration of rising prices or higher taxes. It only compares pre-tax income. But the news release disclosed what the Census Bureau called the supplemental poverty measure. This figure starts with pre-tax income, adds stimulus payments, tax credits, and other poverty transfers, then subtracts income taxes paid. The supplemental poverty measure jumped from 7.8% of the population 2 years ago to 12.4% last year. That's an increase of 59% from the year before, impacting more than 15 million people. This more accurate measure of poverty was first measured 12 years ago. It reached its lowest percentage of the population in 2019, right before the pandemic lockdowns were imposed. By this more accurate measure, according to the Census Bureau, the percentage of Americans living below the poverty line fell 34% during the Trump presidency. In the first 2 years of the Biden administration, the percentage of Americans living below the poverty line soared 35%. That's the wrong direction. It was a relative lack of government that allowed Americans to increase prosperity, which reduced the percentage of people living in poverty. Since the federal government declared a war on poverty almost 60 years ago, the size of government has increased so much that it crippled the ability of the private sector to continue reducing poverty. After trillions of dollars spent on the war of poverty, the government has failed and lost. Maybe we should go back to what worked with a free market. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.